When you think of your favourite movie, do you think of the actors, the script, or maybe the swelling strings that come in at just the right moment? There's no doubt a good score can add hugely to the appeal of a film. This week in RTE, four young composers who were matched with four young filmmakers as part of a training programme in scoring for film had the chance to hear their work performed by the RTE Concert Orchestra. Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley spoke to some of the participants.
Supposedly, the sign of a great score is that you don't know it. You don't realise it's happening. You don't realise it entering into scenes. It's one of the most difficult things as a film composer is to get your entrances into scenes because you never want to jar anybody.
Ross O'Connor is a young composer and one of four selected for the IMRO RTE Scoring for Film programme. He worked on the movie The Goblin Market.
My work is slightly off the wall. The film itself is a little bit peculiar. It's based on a poem by Christina Rossetti called The Goblin Market. And it involves an awful lot of no speaking and costumes and makeup. And it's all in black and white as well. It's very dark and gothic. So there's an awful lot of music. I think I have the most amount of music. I think I have nearly 12 minutes of music to be recorded. But the music itself ranges from kind of soft, sentimentally melancholic stuff to really off-the-wall contemporary noise-making.
Composer and musician Fiacre Trench is programme mentor.
It's a wonderful initiative between RTE, Concert Orchestra, IMRO, Film Base, Screen Training Ireland, Contemporary Music Centre. It's a bit like those movies that have in Italo, Danish, Portuguese production, you know, or you see all those logos for the film company, production companies beginning. Well, it's a bit like that. To have had that experience today has just been wonderful for them. And indeed, they've all risen to it very well. They've done beautiful work. As to the future, well, I suppose, yes, there will be pieces there that they'll put on their showreel, and that's a huge calling card, you know.
For many of the filmmakers on the scheme, it was their first time working with a composer and vice versa. So how much actual collaboration was involved? Ross O'Connor again.
I spoke to my directors at the start of this, and I said, I could do whatever you want. I could also do whatever I want. But the most important thing is that we do what you think suits the film, because the film, it's their film, it's not my film, it's only my music, and I'm working under their brief all the time.
So are you saying then that the director is the boss?
The director is the boss, and anyone who tells you any different is completely wrong, because it is their film. It's their vision of what it's supposed to be. You are just gun for hire almost. You know, you need to do whatever it is they want you to do.
But it's not all a one-way system. Stephen Ryan was one of the four directors selected. His film is The Gravedigger's Tour, and he says working with a composer and indeed the RTE Concert Orchestra was hugely beneficial to his development as a filmmaker.
We met up then for the first time after he'd seen it, and I thought it'd be best if I spoke first, and then he spoke, so I sort of gave my thoughts about what we needed for music or what sort of way we should go, and we were on the same page straight away. He was basically going to say the exact same thing, so we really hit it off straight away. It accompanies the film perfectly as opposed to one versus the other. But this whole thing, like, there's a lot of people involved, so it takes a long time to come to fruition, so I put like a temp track on the film just to kind of figure out where the music needed to go and what worked best and what I thought worked best for the film. And I was sort of thinking, God, this is really good, like, how much better can it be with an orchestra score? That music was good in its own right, but the film is just, it's way, way better now. It's just the profile of it is going to be raised so much more by being a part of this.
And that was filmmaker Stephen Ryan ending that report from Sinead Crowley.